Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly update in agricultural history, talking as always with Dr. David Vail, the Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Dr. Vail, it's cooking time and baking season for many of us around the holidays, and what many of us realize, and maybe even some people don't realize, is the crucial importance and the historical background and the agricultural history of cookbooks.
Well, that's right, and this is the season where my love for agricultural history and love for baking and cooking maybe overlap a little too much and convinces me to overindulge. But needless to say that so many of our recipes that we rely on during these seasons and also sort of throughout the year has a direct link to agricultural landscapes, agricultural communities. And so whether you're looking at cookbooks in terms of recipes for regional connections like the Midwest recipes or Great Plains recipes or Southern recipes, or you look at the actual recipes themselves, all of that is a mini example of an agricultural connection to the place in which you live.
And speaking of those connections to the place in which they live, how have those cookbooks historically been able to connect rural communities, not just the people who live inside the communities, but the communities in and among themselves?
Well, and it kind of gets to this idea that's in popularity now called farm-to-table movement, and basically it's connecting the crops that families produce outside and not just connecting that to recipes and cooking and baking, but also sort of using cookbooks as a posterity, right? So future generations can sort of experience what their families have done in the past by eating the same things and pursuing the same sorts of combinations of ingredients and that sort of thing. And so it's not just sort of connection to the past on the page, but it's also literally connecting food and culture together. And so you see that in a variety of ways. One of the ways I get excited about is just the role that 4-H groups play or these older home demonstration clubs. Oftentimes, cookbooks would emerge and still do out of those groups. And so you get a real sense of the local community through these recipes and these books.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly update in agricultural history, visiting with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Ag History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What has occurred this month in ag history?
For fun, in December, I want to take us back to 1789, and that is when George Washington, President Washington's popular holiday recipes started to be published for different states. And one of the famous ones was George Washington's Christmas eggnog recipe, which was very agriculturally minded in its recipe. Of course, you have the yolks and the whites of the eggs, but also a lot of different types of alcohol. And so you can find all these types of recipes, not just the eggnog recipe, but you can find a lot of these online through the Library of Congress. And so it's just kind of a fun way to think about agricultural history in the season and looking at Washington's popular holiday recipes.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us once again for our monthly update in agricultural history. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.